Tuesday the 18th of November, Chof Cheshvan, the Rav Moshe Cohen, the Akedah.
The notice says that the theme is topical. I'd like to speak about the parasha of the Akedah. Even though the Akedah was last week's parasha, there's nothing I feel more topical, daily topical, than the Akedah. We say the Akedah every day, there's various references in Halacha that the Akedah is something which keeps us as Klal Yisrael going to say the chus of the Akedah. And therefore, I'd like to share together a certain thought on this wonderful parasha. The thought I'm going to share, Mr. Shem B'Shad Shemai, is something which I personally never really got to grips with the Akedah before I heard and I saw this idea. And then when I saw it, the whole parasha came to life. And I feel that every year we go through the parasha and I think of this thought and I learn over this thought and this Mahalek HaDvarim, I feel the part which we can grasp of the beauty of the depth of the parasha. We'll begin with two rashis, two very perplexing rashis in the parasha of the Akedah. Kachna es binecha es echidcha asher ahavta es Yitzchak, take him to Eretz HaMoriah, v'ha'aleihu sham la'ayla, v'ha'aleihu sham la'ayla, al achad ha'horim asher oymar eilecha. So Rashi, on the word v'ha'aleihu, zok Rashi azoy, loy omar loy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not say to him, shachtehu, or shechotehu, shechtim. No, didn't say to him shechtim. Lefi, shaloi ha'yachofet HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shachtoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want him, Avram, to shecht it, did he? He didn't want it to shecht it. Hello, leha aleihu lahar. To take him up to the mountain, la asoy soy oila. Umishiha aleihu, and once he brought him up, Omalo, he said to him, hayridu, take him down. So, there's a careful choice of words when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, gives the instruction, leha aleihu sham le oila. I didn't say shechtehu. Hashem didn't say shechtehu. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want him to shecht it. Only to be ma'alehim lahar, take him up the mountain. Umisheha aleihu, once you've done that, omaloi, how you do? Take him down. That's the first Rashi. The second Rashi, which says the same idea, is when Avraham Avinu, after being told, al tishlach yotcha elana, va'al tas le ma'uma, so Rashi brings the following chazal. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham, vos tutzach do. First you say, kachma es bincha. Now you say to me, Al tishlach yotcha, vos tutzach do. Oma loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loy achaleil berisi, umoitzot sefosai loy ashana. I will not change my words. I will not change my ideas. Kesho amati lecho kach. When I said kach no es bincha, sefosai loy ashana. I will not change my words. Loy amati lecho shachtehu. I didn't tell you shechtim. I'm not changing. I'm not being chayza. I'm changing instructions. Elo ha'aleihu. I said take him up. Rashi finishes up with two words in Aramaic. Aska say, take him up. Achse, take him down. So this Rashi, every year, is so interesting, so shver. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, kachno es bincho es yichidcho asher hafta. I beg of you, please, be aimed with this nisayon Rashi brings. This is it. You've been through so many nisayonis. This is going to be the top of all the nisayonis. Kachno, ein no el aloshin bakasha. Please, Avraham Avinu knew something big was happening here. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ha'leo sham le'yayla. And then when Avraham says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you telling me now not to do it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I didn't say shachteyu. I said, ha'leo. It was a careful choice of words there. Take him up and put him down. Who is being chayze is Okta Ebishta? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu playing around with Avraham Avinu? Obviously, chayra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Avraham Avinu to understand, I want you to give me and shechta me, bring up as a korban and your one and only son. Binuchas yechid chasher ahavto. Not take him up, what's the big nisayon? Take him up and put him, take him down. Elamai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Avraham Avinu to understand, Dimale Yitzchak is a korban lefanai. Dimaiser es nafshoi. Give all that you've got. Kachno es binuchas yechidcha. Nay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say shechteyu. If you should lay out chafetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shachtoi, elo laha aleihu lahar. But surely, Avraham Avinu was meant to understand that this is a major nisayon and go and shecht your son. What's the big deal about being male lahar and taking him down? Surely the Nevuah which Avraham Avinu understood was correctly understood. Haleu means bring him up as a korban. Names of David, I never said that. I said Haleu, I didn't say Shachteu. The Malbim, in his beautiful words on the Akedah, each and every pirush of the Malbim on the Akedah is Mamasha Gem. And every prophet, each time he says Sava Niflamoid, the Malbim brings us to Gemara. Gemara in Tanis, that's Dalad Amadav. Gemara is talking about human sacrifice. There were times, three times in Tanakh, where humans were brought as korbanos. Yiftach HaGiladi brought his daughter. We read in Tanakh, Yiftach HaGiladi said words about bringing the first thing which comes out of the Pesach Beis as a sacrifice, and it was his daughter. Then further on in Tanakh, in Melachim Beis, the son of Mesha Melech Moyov, the son of Mesha Agoy Melech Moyov, Vayikach es benoy habchoyr asher yimloich tachtov vayaalehu oylo. And then Yitzchok ben Avro, who was meant to be a human sacrifice. And the Gemara brings the pasuk in Yirmiyah. And the pasuk says as follows: HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Nevuah to Yirmiyah, Asher lo tzivisi, I did not command, v'lo dibarti, I did not speak, v'lo olsa alibi, I never even thought of that. Zok to Gemara, Asher lo tzivisi, ze benoi shel Mesha Melech Moyov. That's the son of Mesha Melech Moyov, who went and brought his own child as a sacrifice. Came on this gemeint, never mitzaveh such a thing. V'lo dibarti, ze yiftach, v'lo olsa alibi, and it never came on my thoughts of the Eibush Tekeva Yochel, Ze Yitzchok Ben Avro. Ze Yitzchok Ben Avro. So there's a difficulty in the Gemara, which we'll see soon, and that is, why is Yitzchok the last? Surely, chronologically, Yitzchok should be the first. Le Tivisi, Le Dibati, Le Ol Talibi, three different types of descriptions in the Nevuah. Well, Yitzchok was the first one, so long before the others. Why is he left to the end? But the Malbim asks a simple, straightforward question. Fred the Malbim, after he brings this Gemara, quotes the Gemara. What do you mean, Lo Tzivisi? V'Halo Tzivahu, he commanded him, V'Aleu Sham Le'Oila. Tell him, bring him back as an Oila. How can a Kadosh Baruch Hu kill a hide behind? I never told you to do it. You never told me to bring Yitzchak as a carbon. Of course you told me. Kachna V'Aleu Sham Le'Oila. V'Halo Tzivahu, V'Aleu Sham Le'Oila. So the Malbim, who's a master in the secrets and the depths of Lashon Kodesh, in the intricacies of Lashon Kodesh, I want to take you through this, because he's got a whole pirush here to work out carefully the meanings of the first pasuk, V'ha'alehu sham le'oila al achad he'horim asha'ima ilecha. And he works out that I'll be careful diktuk of Lashon Kodesh, if Avraham would have listened carefully and carefully attuned to the fine nuances of the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Teva Yachel, he would have understood it did not mean bring him up as a cup. I quote part of the Malbim after he'd been through various diktukim in the pasuk. Umikal zeh, and from all the various diktukim, had Teva Yachel Avraham Avinu been attuned carefully to each word HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Hara loy lo da'as emes, he would have known the truth. That what? There was never a kavana of Shechita and Akrova. It was just Ha'alo'o, take him up. Rak, now he says Moritz word. Rak she Hashem Omar lo iloshoin she yit eboy. Eibishter said it in a loshon that he could make a mistake. It was ambiguous, and he could make a mistake, and he made a mistake. Hashem Omar lo iloshoin she yit eboy she yitzchok atzmoy Yukrav should be brought as an oila. Dr. Malbim Umeiroiv ahavosoi leilokim. From Avraham Avinu's Moedik Avot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umerayim Cheshkoi, from his great Cheshek Lekayim at Tzvaisav, Umerayim Simchasoi, She Zocha, Neibu Zoycha, She Benoi, Yiyi Ha'ele Lashem, Zogta Malbim, Loi Chokar, he didn't think, he didn't delve into the words, Loi Ha'emik Vidvarim, he didn't start studying and analyzing exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rok Kasvi, Yemahe, Lasseis, Mit Tzvaisav. The Eibush Tekev HaYochel said the Loshen in such a way that he wanted Avraham Avinu to misunderstand. Omalei, Hashem amalei loshen sheyit eboy. And therefore, Dr. Gemara Tanis, Dr. Ebishta, Ashaloy tivisi, v'lo divati, v'lo ol salivi, ichom kechom kemulis, go and bring the son as a cop. It's amazing, it's not pshat. It's amazing pshat. Kachno, as bincho, as yechidcho, as shohamta, as yitzchok. And what, you know, this is it. The culmination of a lifetime of Nisyon is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ebishta tells him a loshen, in which he can make a mistake, and that's what, therefore Rashi says, as shachteyu ela ha'aleyu, it's your fault, you misunderstood. And then again afterwards, because it's also what Malda means, le'amati l'cho shachteyu ela ha'aleyu, ask to say take him down, I'm not being chaser at all. But surely HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Avraham Avinu to understand that this was it, go and bring him as a carbon. Nay, the law showing that you can make a mistake. Umerev Simchasoi, Umerev Cheshet, Umerev Avat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu jumped in, and Kila, that wasn't his time. That's the Malbim. So I've missed out the main section of the Malbim, who tells you why exactly, with a careful study of the words of the Nevuah, each and every word, he points out Avraham Avinu could have understood correctly, but he misunderstood. V'Hashem Omar Lo Yiloshein, Sheyit Eboy. An amazing thing. That's the Malba. Maybe I'll share the Gemara. The Gemara leaves Yitzhak at the end. I'd like to share it together. I'm worried the Gemara is the Chasam Sefer. I don't know if it's the Chasam Sefer on the Torah. It's twice printed in the Tshuvas of the Chasam Sefer, written twice from the pen of the Chasam Sefer, almost Mila Bamila. Almost Mila Bamila. And the Chasam Sefer writes it twice. He says, I'm worried the Gemara in understanding the Akedah, and it's an absolute contradiction with the Malvin. There's a wonderful thought. I think everyone can relate to this thought. Kal yoyim v'yoyim. Dr. Chasam Sefer Azoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, Kachno es bincha es yichidcha v'ha'aleyu la'ilam. Avraham Avinu, as we know, after a lifetime of chesed, being mekav nefoshos, tachat kafei hashchina, his tifa'a lecha nevuah, go and bring up your own son. Avraham Avinu never thought this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands from him. His whole life Avraham Avinu was masig, meridika, emuna, bitochen, and gave that out to the masses. And here the Eibush was up to him to do the worst things he's been dashing. Kol yimei chayav mekenish machen. That was the hanhagen of Avodah Zarah. So the Eibush, you can do that. How can it be? What am I misunderstanding? What's the tzachta? Zokt the Chasam Sefer. V'lo yale al hadas. It's not even an option to consider. Lo yale al hadas. Shemo omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu rak ha'aleihu v'loi lahakrivoi. And that Eibush meant lahaleihu v'loi lahakrivoi. Ein darkei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu cholila ledaber, to speak b'loshen sheyit eboi hanovi, that a nevuah should be ambiguous. Lo yale al hadas, such a thought. Because ein darkei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give a nevuah in which a novi can make a mistake. Avraham Havin, Avraham understood very well that the Lashon of Ha'aleihu La'ila is a Lashon Oila Mamish Kale Lashem. I had to steer at his whole lifetime's work, as is Dr. Ebishter, Dr. Chasam Sefer, with a Tmimos, with a Kavaltiga Ava, he didn't think Bechlal about what this means to his lifetime's work, and he dived in. Dr. Chasam Sefer, and he says, Meritika words. So don't even consider the option that there was a mistaken nevuah here, Ke'ilu Avada, the Eibush that said, and was spoken clearly, and he understood correctly, Haleihu min shachteihu, and that's it. So the Chasam Sefer, the Ho'emes, was there, and the truth is, where is the Kibbutz? The truth is, Shebavadai, Hoya Yitzchak, Oila, Kulay Kole. Yitzchak was Be'emes, a carbon was Kulay Kole. Why? Why was he a carbon? He was taken down the last minute. He wasn't a carbon. There was a machshava. But there was no actual carbon. Look, the Chasam Sefer, loy veloy. He was a proper carbon. Why? Ki ben Adam, a person, hanoisi nafshoi, who gives over his life, lishchita v'haktorah, to be brought up as a carbon, beli shum tzipoy, without any chance or hope, sheimolek nafshoi, that he can get away from it. A person who in his mind is completely moise nafshoi v'gufoy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oiva zoi, zok the Chasam Sefer, Hare nafshoi kuloi kolil Lashem Yisborach. He has given himself over completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This person has been Moiser Nefesh. V'lai domi le'korban behema. You can't compare it to a korban behema. A korban behema, the Torah says, ki adom hu ha'nefesh. Ki adom hu ba'nefesh echape. The end of a korban is to bring out the goof of the behema. The dam of the behema on the mizbeach. V'oz, and then, ta'ale nefesh ha'behema le'reach michayach. The idea of a korban is bring up the behema, the last blood of a behema on the mizbeach, and that is the korban. Avaloi kei nefesh ha'odom, that the person toch nishtazoi. A person hotach haneshama, hotach hanefesh maskeles. That is the center point of a person. And with a person's machshava, he is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person is moiseh nafshoi, absolutely, without any hope or chance or avenue of escape, and he's moiseh nafshoi l'Hashem, im kein, hainu v'ha'aleu l'oila, he is thereby being mekayim v'ha'aleu l'oila. The Ebeshe of Elef is the down from that man. The Ebeshe wants the bottom of the person. The Ebeshe wants the Emerim of the person. The Ebeshe wants the Mesilas Nefesh of the person. Yitzchak was absolutely and totally Moiser Nafshei Lashem. He didn't think, he didn't consider, maybe he went, and that was it. He was Moiser Nafshei Lashem. The Ebeshe said, V'harei he'elohu v'hoya oila. And he wasn't oila. He was absolute and total carbon. The Ebeshe from the down from the bench. They must have problem the Imrim and the Basar, that's by Behemoth, when there's no Nefesh, there's no Neshama, there's no Da'at, there's no Machshava. Here there was a Mesiras HaNefesh, the Hadas Machshava, totally and completely Ba'ad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dosa Bichta Zokta B'dei Bishta. And therefore, that's what he was. Zokta Chasam Seifa, V'af Alpi, even though she said, don't have a Poshut, L'chol is the Poshut Zach, L'chol Mevin Umaskil, that if a person's Mesir Nefesh, that is the greatest carbon. So, did they understand that? Dr. Chasam Sofer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid this simple idea. He'elim HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid this simple idea from Avraham and Yitzchak, because had they not had this idea hidden from them, Dr. Chasam Sofer, ki lulei she'elim mehem sforazu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not kept this machshava from to understand that Mesiras Nefesh by a person means give us the world completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lai hoya Mesiras Nefesh Shalema. He wouldn't have been a total Mesiras Nefesh. Ki yoda shalei yomus. Because the person says, Ich ben muchan, muzuman, limbesoi nafshei l'Hashem. Is it absolute? Is it complete? Is it 100%? And therefore, Dr. Chasam Sofer, the Ebershter was malim ayin and malim hamachshava from them, so that it should be a total and complete Mesiras Nefesh. Ich will a korban. Zok Yitzchak, Zok Avraham, hinen im uchan, muzuman, we are korban, that Yitzchak is a korban. In such a way that it was absolute and complete Mesiras Nefesh. The Mesiras HaMachshava, the Mesiras, everything a person has on the Mizbeach of this mitzvah. Zok to Eivish, finished, I've had my korban. I've got my korban. Zok to Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you said Shochtehu, you said Shechte, which means an actual Maisa of Shechita. Zok to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't say Shochtehu. I don't need the Shechita of Yitzchak. I need the total Mesiras Nefesh of Yitzchak. Le'amati Shochtehu, Elo Ha'aleihu, bring him up. Bring him up completely as a korban. And you've done that. You've done that absolute, 100%. Now take him down. Had I said Shochtehu, then I would have meant, I want a Meister of sacrifice, human sacrifice on the Mizbeach. Ich hab das Kemnisch gesagt. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see the Nefesh, he wants the Nefesh of the person. Not the Machshava and the Das and the Son of the person is given over completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You did that 100%. You did that beautifully to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You've done it. I'm not being Chayza. You've done it. And you rose to the occasion magnificently. You've done it. And now, Asker say, you've taken him up. Asker, take him down. And then I looked again at the Gemara in Tav. I looked at Rashi. There's a nifladika Rashi, which Rashi says this beautifully. Loi tzivisi, v'loi dibarti, v'loi olsa alibi. I never said, yiftach, but I have thought about human sacrifice. Misha melech Moav, the son of the king of Moav. Loi dibarti, I never thought about human sacrifice. Bringing humans, that's not the tachlis of the Bria. V'loi olsa alibi. Look, Rashi. Lo tzivisi, I didn't command. Lo dibarati, I didn't speak. V'lo olsa alibi, zok Rashi, keloima. Afal pishe tzivisi, there's a change here in the Loshon. Even I was mitzaveh. Me oilom lo olsa alibi, lishchot benoi. Elo lena soy soy. Rashi says, why there was an insight. Lo tzivisi was, I never said, but you must sacrifice. He went and was back with his daughter. V'lo dibarati, he went and was makhif his son. But like, oh, Salibi, yes, I sent him, ha, leu, 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 And that was understood and meant to be understood as bring him as a carbon. But they all thought a libi. Then there was never a thought cut of someone that wanted the actual sacrifice with a shkita, with a ktoro of Yitzchak Avinu. I wanted to bring him to a maximum condition of total Messias Nefesh. Ah, Lok Rashi, Mefurash, Kalema, Avapisha TVC. Of course there was a tzavo. The Malbim asks, Balik Tzivo. Yes, Lok Rashi, there was a tzavo. And you were meant to understand the tzavo correctly. Bring him up as a korban. What does a korban mean? Shchita, Zrikach, Torah, the works. That there should be a Lishchait Benoit. What then? He wanted the maximum of total Messias Nefesh. Givaldic. And therefore, obviously, chronologically it's wrong, but as far as the Pirush HaPasuk is correct, because Rav Shmuel said, Lady Bisi, he shechted his daughter. Lady Bati, he shechted his son. Oh, but Yitzchak, Le'o Salibi, I never even told him to shecht him. I said, Ha'alev, what does Ha'alev mean? You understood correctly. Bring him up as a carbon. And the Abish knows, Dr. Chasson Sefer, that the carbon of a person is when there's totally complete absolute of Nefesh. Because he does. I want me to pass the test, Yitzchak was there as a carbon. Rashi brings the Afro of Yitzchak Tzavo Lefonai is heaped in front of me. Why? Because it was a carbon brought. It's not about the dam, the bottom. But Abraham, you brought a carbon. That was Machshav of Yitzchak, the total Messiah of Yitzchak was the carbon. And therefore Rashi runs so smoothly. Yeah. Machshav did not say Shachtei, it said Ha'alehu. Look Rashi. Lo ha'yachofei Tzakadish Baruch Hu Shachtei. What then? Elo leha'alehu leha'alah say say Oila. Total and complete. Kolel Hashem. You've done that. How do you do it? And Abraham then comes and complains, you're changing your mind. I'm not changing any mind. Okay, Mr. Gazal. And the choice of words was mamish, absolutely perfect. Thus is given the Akedah. Chasanta Zachi is that the Malbim himself, further on, brings this idea with a beautiful thought, brings that idea in the Psukim. Malbim explains, why do we say the Akedah every day? Why is Akedah so important, such a yisrael in the Torah for all future days? Dr. Malbim, ki lefi horo'i, it ought to be, she'odon, a person who's made a chet and a chet in b'shege, yakriv es atzmoi lakorban ishel Hashem. It ought to be a person who has to be marking himself ishel Hashem as a korban. Rak, Hashem berachamo of mekabel guf habehema tamuras, instead of, in place of, gufad. The Abish takes the guf of the hema instead of the guf of Adam. Dr. Malbim, acha since, shemitzat haguf, as far as the physical side of a person, ain hevdol, there's no distinction, no difference, than guf of Adam, the guf of the hema. What is there more in man than in behema? Nefesh amaskeles, neshomo, machshavo, das. And therefore, Dr. Malbim, a person brings a behema, the Abish doesn't want your guf. Bring a behema, bimkev your guf. But what I want is your machshavo. And your charaka and your mesiras nefesh, Dr. Malbim, Hakadosh Baruch is mekabel the machshava of he who brings the korban. That he thinks at the time of hakrovas hakorban. What does he think? Ki'ilu ani nishchat, ki'ilu ani nikrav. This should be happening to me. The Hashem mekabel machshava zu kemaisa. Because when a person thinks and is really holding by the madrega, Dr. Eibishter does their machshava vilech. Legabe the guf, the behemoth bim kaimcha. The behemoth's got no machshava and got no das. That I want from you. And he brings a beautiful chazal, the Gemara Chagiga. One of the Shiva Rakim, one of the seven heavens that Chazal talk about, is called Zavul. Zavul. Ma'on Zavul, Rakia. In Zavul, there's a celestial Mizbeach. There's a heavenly Mizbeach. And the Kohen who's makriv of that Mizbeach is called Michael HaMaloch. Michael HaMaloch. Michal Oimeid Umakriv Nishmoy Sehem Shal Tzadikim Al Gabei Hamizbeach. Michal is Makriv and Neshomis of Tzadikim. Explains the Malbim beautifully. When a person brings a carbon in this world, he brings the Kufa Behema. But what about the Machshava? And that's the ik of the carbon. Machshava Keilu should be happening to me. I'm a worthless person. I did an Aveira. Shvil Machin Tshuva. I'm bringing a carbon. And that is the prime, the main part of the carbon. Well, who is Makriv that? Dr. Malbim. Down here in this world, Hakayin Makriv al Mizbeach shall matter the guf of the behema. Abu mi makriv etan shama, mi makriv etan nefesh al adam, who is meis nefesh, and says, I wish this would be happening to me. And how is this mashom being given over to the mashiach nefesh of the person? Of them is a heavenly Mizbeach. Michael Kayin Sham, he's the Kayin. Umakriv nishmei sehem agadeh ha Mizbeach. And if Makiv, the Neshama, so to speak, are the people who are bringing Kabbanos down here. And where's their Machshava going? It's not just disappearing, evaporating in the air of the Azorah. There's a Mechoel up there, there's a Kohen, there's a Mizbeach, and he's Makiv Kivayachal, that was his Nefesh, Tal the Abishta, Lereach Mechayach Lashem. Zog the Malbim, the forerunner of all these Karbonos that Kaiser will ever bring, was Yitzchak Avinu, was the Akedah. And Yitzchak Avinu was Mamish Moshe Nafshoi, Kipshutai, Leshchita V'Aktora, thought he and Avraham knew. And he, Yitzchak Avinu, together with that, was Moshe Nafshoi as the proper Korban HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, finish, you've done it, Gemaldik. And from now on, all your children, all Zera Zaracha, Ad Olam, when they will bring Kabbonos, you've paved the way, you've blazed the trail, that your Mesiras Nefesh, which was in such a poildic way, will now be able to activate all the future Kabbonos, that when your children and your Deiris bring Kabbonos on the Mizbeach, Kufa Behem is what I want. But the Mesiras Nefesh is going to work, it's going to show us through that you did it for poil. Zokter Malbim. The Ebershu was Mitzavah Ne'akeda. Sheyeh Zeh Hachono Lezaroi, a preparation of Zaroi. They will be, in future Deiris, have a Tzivoy of Kabbonos. And the Ebershu will want to be Mekabel the Machshav of their Mesiras Nefesh, as if they're Mamish Meis HaNafshah. Lochein, therefore, hikdim zeh beYitzchok. He put and he brought into the beginning of Klal Yisrael a Maisa Hakeda, and he is the Sheiresh, the root, the whole Zera Yisrael. And he was Makriv Atmai Berpoyal. In actual fact, Umeoz, from that moment, Kesher Echad Mi Bonov, one of his children, one of his generations, Yimse Nafshei Bemachshava. It's a cow, it's a sheep. Of it, Maisa Nafshei Bemachshava, Kilo Ani Nishcha, Kilo Ani Nizrak. It should be happening to me. Yizkei Hashem will remember Kedas Yitzchak. There is absolute and total Mesiras Nefesh in the real way. And that was in and of that Kedah. So therefore, every day, I don't want to say that if we have time to say the Akedah. Every day we go over the schus of the Akedah. The Akedah was the first time in Dosan Rebish the Gevolt. That was the culmination of Aram Binu's life. Echvela total and against the Mesiras Nefesh. And we think about the Akedah and we say, it didn't happen in the end. Of course it happened, Dr. Chassid Zayfer. It happened in a very real way. That's what Abishah wanted, and that's what Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak did. There was Moshe Nafshon Hashem. From that time, they put him to Klal Yisrael, the Mashush and Klal Yisrael, the Indian and the Kayach, and the leader of Mesiras Nefesh.